Rav Yaakov Klein, Shlita, Stop the Manchester, Yotes Cheshvin, Tovshim Pei Dalet.
Okay, good night, Shabbos, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. What a privilege to be back here in Manchester to learn with you. And Be'ezus Hashem, our learning this morning and all the learning that we do these days should be a source for Yeshayahu Eretz Yisrael and all those who are being Moser Nefesh to protect Am Yisrael. So I wanted to learn a couple of teachings on the Parsha with you. Obviously, Parsha Vayera, all these Parshas are packed. It's very difficult to decide which Nekuda exactly to focus on. But these Nekudas are as good as any, I figure. And so we're going to take a look at Siyata Deshmaya, three teachings from the Tzaddikim, to give us chizuk and to help us prepare for this Shabbos and the time that we're experiencing now in Am Yisrael. So we begin with the Heilig Tzvasemes, Chusya Gunaleinu, where the Tzvasemes comments on Avram Avinu walking to the Akedah with Yitzchak. And Avram Avinu tells those who had accompanied him, the Na'arav, Yishmael, Eliezer, stay here. V'ani v'anar nelcha adkoi. And I and Yitzchak will go adkoi. So Rashi says, adkoi just means a nearby place, close enough. But then Rashi brings a medrash, which tells us, says Rashi, Heichan mashikos of koi yihiez arecha. What does this mean? Vani va'anar nelcha ad koi? That I and Yitzchak will go ad koi until there? Where else do we have the word koi? In the context of last week's parasha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Avram Avinu, koi yihiez arecha. Your children shall be like the stars that you cannot count, that are innumerable. Koi yihiez arecha. Says Rashi, Avraham Avinu was referring to this. Ha'inin hu. Al pi mashakos of Mokam Acher. What does it mean that Avraham Avinu was saying, Heichan, where is mashakos of Koy Yehiez Arecha? Because on a simple level, what does Rashi mean? That Avraham Avinu was asking Akasha, Kush Yugadoy La Tsuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me that I'm going to have a great nation coming from me. Kib Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. And the whole story is about Nigmar Sipur. How's this going to happen? Heichan mashakazav, koi yezarecha. Says the Sfasemes. Ho'ini nu api mashakazav amakam acher. We can explain based on what we taught in another place. Ki ikrini soyna akeda ha'yabamashi yada Avraham Avinu alav ha'shalem. The primary nisoyin of that akeda was this, that Avraham Avinu knew that asidim bnei Yisrael lamin bimenu, that there would be a great nation that includes you and me today, that would descend from Avram. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, the first thing that he said to him, I'm going to make you into a great, great nation. And Avram Avinu was looking forward to this all of his days. And he was about to be a dying, he was about to cause this to become an impossibility. He says the Sasemes, a bit of a parenthetic comment because it's not exactly his point here, but he says this is a simin gadol lahanemun liyotzra liyazor b'mitzvah kalav kibichamura. We cannot make cheshbonus when it comes to avodas Hashem. There's no cheshbon about what's tomorrow. The question is right now. What do I need to do right now in this moment? There's a great Chassidish Rebbe, I can't remember exactly which now, but he took over after his father was nifter, and his disciples asked him, what would you say was the most important thing by your father? What was the biggest inyan? What was the nakuda by your father? And he answered, he said, the most important thing by my father was exactly the thing he was doing right now. There was no inyan like this is his... Whatever a person is doing in this minute is the most important thing. Because the next minute is not assured to us. We should all live long and happy till 120. It's not assured to us. So right now is the most important. Says the Sfasemes, this is what was happening by Avram Avinu. Me'achar shekein ritzoin yizbar, because this is what Hashem wanted from him now. Im ki l'chol zechuyas ha'avoydes kol zer Yisrael l'davar shein lo yisayif etachlis. Who can imagine all the schar and all the incredible avoyda of Am Yisrael throughout the doiris, the mesiras nefesh, and the learning, and the davening, and the mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, yamim tovim. We can't imagine. Umikol makon, nasan hakol. Avram Avinu was ready to not make any kind of cheshbin, to just know again what I need to do now, what I need to do right this minute. Is there's nothing more important than that without any cheshbon. Umemela says the Sas Emes, Memela nichnas ata Avram Avinu alav shalom l'sakin b'maisazu kol ma'ashasid bnei Yisrael l'sakin as soif kol adayrus. Must be that somehow Avram Avinu in this maisa, which he ended up not doing, but Imamish did, because it turned out that the point wasn't to shechti. It's like the point was to be ready to shechti. It's like that was the nisayon. Avram Avinu in going to shechti Yitzchak was accomplishing in that moment everything that the Bnei Yisrael would be misakin throughout the Dairis. Says the Sas Emes, that's what Avram Avinu meant. When he said, V'ani v'anar nelcha ad koi, says Rashi, ad koi is a reference to the Bnei Yisrael. And says the Sas Emes much deeper, he says, ad koi, these two words represent the whole foundation of the service of the Avoida of Am Yisrael throughout the Dairis. Ad Koi. How? What does this mean that Avram said, I'm going to accomplish all the Avoida of all of Am Yisrael throughout the Dairis? And the way that he said this is, V'aniva naranelcha, Ad Koi. How does Ad Koi represent everything that you and I endeavor to accomplish in Avodas Hashem? Dichsiv. Koyi Yezarecha, like we said, Koy is a reference to Am Yisrael. Koyi Yezarecha, Pirish. Shebnei Yisrael, Yisaknu Bechinas Malchus Yizvarach She'en Nikr Ba'olam Hazeh. The whole thing of Am Yisrael is to reveal the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not Nikr on the level of the Ein Gashmi, the Ein Basar. That through our Avoida, and through our Emuna, and through our Davening, and through every word that we learn, and through being Yidden, what we're doing is, we're revealing to the world that there is a Seder Pnimi. That there's something happening beyond the surface that we cannot see with our physical eyes. Atem Eidai Nu'um Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us witnesses. What's a witness? The whole thing of a witness is that right now the people who are in the court cannot see what happened, the diyun. Why? Because it happened in a different place and at a different time. And so we need Eidim who were there, who can come and say that what we're discussing, that you cannot see right now with your physical perception, it happened. Atem Eidai Nu'um Hashem means that the whole world is filled with people that cannot see what is taking place because they're in a different place and at a different time. It means they're not in that realm of being able to sense the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of Dira B'tachtoinim. And Am Yisrael are Atem Eidai, and we're standing and we're providing Eidos, testimony. Everything that we do is Eidos. Eidos. Moshe Emes V'Seirasei Emes. How is this all merumas in the word Koi? Shezeh HaHefresh, Amr Chachamim. Famously, this is the Hefresh the Chazal made. That we find in the words of the Nevi'im that there are different kinds of ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nevuah down into the world. In one way, the Nevi'im say, Koi Amar Hashem, like so said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Nesnabe B'Zeh HaDavar. Zeh. Say Chazal, what's the difference? Zeh is the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu on the level, what's called Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. It's a clear window. Can mamash see it clearly? Zeh hadavar, marid beetzboi, right? Chazal say, when you point with your finger, when you say zeh Hashem kivinu lai. Aba koi is very foggy. Koi is vague. Koi is always a reference to something that is not clear. It's unclear. Says the Sfas Emes, this is whole teaching. It's just a remez in really three words in the pasuk. Koi Yiyezarecha. Says the Sfas Emes, this is essentially what he's saying. Yiyazarecha, you want to know what the foundation of Am Yisrael is? Kohen. Yiyazarecha. Am Yisrael are here to confront that which does not seem to be clear on the surface, but Am Yisrael are plugged into a deeper level of reality. Kohen. Yiyazarecha. This is what Am Yisrael is all about. When things don't make sense, and when the world looks not just like we cannot sense that there's Hashem, it's the hafuch. It mamash looks like a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is absent. Looks like we're in a void. We cannot find how a Kodesh Baruch Hu could be present in Chas V'Shalom in a massacre and people getting kidnapped. Hafuch. Mamash looks like the opposite. Koi, so foggy. Where is Kodesh Baruch Hu? Koi Yezarach. Our task is to stand steadfast facing the Choshech and to point our finger and to say, Hine, this is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Mada Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid. This is the Emunah of Avram Avinu. The foundation of monotheism, that Avram Avinu was called Avram Ivri because he stood on one side and the whole world stood Me'ever, the whole thing of monotheism, is the radical revelation, and it is radical, that things that happen that are good don't come from a good God, and things that are bad are really bad, and they come from an evil force. That's what the world thought. Bad things are bad, mamish, objectively. And good things are good, but bad things are bad. And Avram Avinu comes to the world and he says, Chevra, the whole thing is good. There is no such thing as bad. Ein davar ra yorid min hashamayim. There is no such category called bad. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that ra is just the lowest level of toif. The ra is the lowest gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Again, the Baal Tanya in another place seems to say the opposite, that adarabba, when something is ra, it's so good that we can't be masig it. If something's good and we can sense that it's good, so then it's good on our limited level. But if something happens that we cannot understand, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something good in this world that we have no hasaga of. Two different approaches, the same nekuda. This is what it means to have emunah. This is what it means to be a yid. Kol mitzvaysecha emunah, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, the whole purpose of all the mitzvahs and all the sugyas and all of halacha and all of the yamim tovim and all the mitzvahs, everything is emunah. It's the whole thing. It's to bring us to a conscious place of being able to look past the koi, the veil, the fog. Says the Sfasemes, this is what it means. Avram Avinu is going now to be mesakin, the avoida of all of Am Yisrael. Koi yazarecha. Amar Hashem Shuhu Hisgalus Ha'ara Mitoich HaChoshech, to reveal the light that's within, that's beyond, that is on a deeper level the darkness. So is there any foggier experience than a Kadosh Baruch Hu promising Avram Avinu after 99-100 years of it being, as the Medrash tells us, impossible for Avram Avinu to have children? It wasn't Sami was having difficulty. It was not Shayich al Piteva. Avram Avinu did not have the capacity to have children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes, and Yitzchak is born. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha zara, ko yiye zaracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yitzchak into the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, now I'm taking him away. Now I'm taking him away. Is there any thicker fog than that? Is there any greater cloud? Is there any greater vacuum, void, absence to confront? Avram Avinu walks into that willingly? Avram Avinu doesn't make cheshbonis. Avram Avinu says, listen, I already know that I don't know. So then this is another shlav in not knowing. What do I know? I never thought that I would know. I never thought that I should think that I know. I'm limited. I'm just a human being. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachal. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a plan. I'm here as a shliach, just a channel. In that moment, Avram Avinu says, Va'ani va'anar nelcha adkoi. I'm going now to be Mesakin, even though, again, from Avram's perspective, I am now negating all the Avodah of Am Yisrael throughout all the Dairis. That's exactly what he was going to do. He said, I'm rectifying now all the Avodah of Am Yisrael throughout the Dairis. Because this is what the sum total of all their Avodah is. To stand facing the void and to point with a finger and say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lai. Doesn't make a difference. Hashem is here too. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here we are, right? You and me are here. So it means that this was not Hashem's machshava. The Gemara in Tainus says, so much wasn't it HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava that the Pasuk Loi Olsa Libi, it never arose in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart that Shurchas V'Shalom in any way. It wasn't that the din was changed. It was never, ever, ever even a chance that this was supposed to happen, that Yitzchak was supposed to get shechted. Because Avram was ready to do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa abanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzarif it within our maisa. And it gave us strength. B'ditchver has a beautiful piece on this. We were all nichlul in Avram Avinu at that moment. This is what prepared us to have the strength to face darkness and to stand resolute with emuna that it doesn't shake me an inch. Doesn't shake me an inch. Ani Yehudi. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachaveh. Lo yichrav lo yishtachaveh. Doesn't budge. Mordechai ha-Yehudi. Netzach Yisrael lo yishakir. Chuasa meyis ha-Yisrael ha-Netzach. We're an eternal people. We face everything. We know the end of the story already. That's a long derech. We have nothing to fear. And that's why Chazal darshan on the word hama'acheles, which is a reference to the knife that Avram Avinu picked up. Shebnei Yisrael oichlin matin schara. Am Yisrael were the beneficiaries of this maisa of Avram Avinu. Ma'acheles miloshan achila. It sustains us an hayoin. Va'ani va'nar nelcha ad koi. And the tzaddikim say, I believe it may be the Bnei Saskar, but I'm not sure right now, that ad koi is a reference to the foundation of our emuna, which we declare three times a day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We know that there are two big letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Ayin of Shema and the Dalet of Echad, and that's the word Ad. And there are 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is Koi. Va'ani va'anar nelcha Ad Koi, the foundation of emuna. To face the darkness and to know that I'm not making cheshvonos. I know what I need to do right now, irrespective of the storm that's taking place around me. I'm in the eye of the storm. Everyone needs to say, Kala elam kula lo nivra, ela bishvili. So this is it. I'm exactly where I need to be. And in the eye of the storm, there's calm. Yishav adas. No pachad. No pachad. That's the Kedusha Slevi. That's the Sfasemis. Let's take a look at the Kedusha Slevi. On the Pasuk Tzchaik Asali Elikim, when Yitzchak is finally born, and Sarah says, Tzchaik Asali Elikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done Tzchaik with me, has made laughter for me. Says the Berditchever, Tzchusi HaGunaleinu, Hine Shekamanas Hashem Yisbarach, what's this inyan that the Avos and the Yemais couldn't have children? What's the nakuda? Avram and Yitzchak waited, we can't imagine. Decades and decades and decades and decades, and there's a whole lifetime without children. Says the Berditchever, Kadeshimitzta'er alzeh, that they should feel pain for a long period of time. And they should long and they should yearn. And they should dream and imagine what it might be like to have a home that's filled with the laughter and the sweetness of children. So that when the Yeshua did come eventually, the simcha would be all the greater. Because something that comes easy, it might be pleasurable, it might be enjoyable. But there's a whole element of simcha that's not going to be present. And all of us know this in our own lives on varying levels in different ways. There's a certain simcha that comes from working a long time on something or waiting a long time for something. It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different level of simcha. V'zep hirish, and with this the Rebbe wants to explain an anomaly in the pasuk, tzchayka salia lekim. What will we expect the pasuk to say? Sarah is talking about a Yeshua, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu did something so amazing and nice for her. What would we expect the pasuk to say? Tzchayka sali yudke vavke. Tzchayka sali Hashem. Hashem is the midas harachamim. Elikim we know is the midas adin. Strange thing for Sarah to say in this context, tzchayk asali, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu did such a miracle, a Yeshua for me, elikim, midas adin. It's midas adin. Perish says the Berditchever, it's Pasha, it's Mavur. Perish alekim bechinas din. Sarah was able to recognize in that moment, retrospectively, looking back over the whole long journey, she was able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem brought bechinas din into her life. Shemana mimeni pre-bitni. That Sarah thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for preventing her for this long from being able to bring children into the world. Ad atazman rav. For such a long time. This is exactly what asalit schaik v'simcha. This is precisely what makes my joy so incredibly great. Schaik asali, not despite Elikin, but specifically because of it. Is that remez v'pasuk, and this is the remez and the psukim that we say in Halal. Oitcha ki ani sani, v'al yedei kein v'tehili v'yishua. On a simple level, anisani could mean that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you answered me. Oine li Yisrael be'es tzara. Anisani, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, thank you that you answered me. But we know that the word inui, right, is misharish, to be oine, to answer, but it also means an affliction. Ki inisani. Says the Berditchever, David HaMelech is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the pain. Oitcha ki anisani. Thank you for afflicting me. Because va'yidei kein va'tehili lishua. Then, when finally I was able to break free from the constraints, va'tehili lishua was the greatest salvation. Kavanah se'inyin hu b'shvil ha'yeshua. That it was in order to magnify the magnitude of the salvation, that's why I suffered. There's a gamkin kavanah sa'pasuk, Eben ma'asu ha'boinim, those sukkim that we say there, it was dafka Eben ma'asu ha'boinim. Again, David HaMelech includes in his thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking about the Tsar, not just the Yeshua. Because the Yeshua is so great that it gives us the capacity to turn around and to look back over the journey and to say, that was good. That was good. And I only recognize this now. Eben ma'asu ha'boinim, the stone despised by the builders, this now I recognize as having been the cornerstone, the crown of the building. Va'amar and the psukim continue, me'es Hashem hoisazais. Yud kevavke. All of this was me'es yud kevavke. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ma'ada avid rachmana was letav, letav avid. This is the basic foundation of emunah. Kolemer v'zeshi inisani b'tchila v'acher kach ba ha'yeshua. Says the Berditchever, when a person experiences this, and it's a very deep nekuda, what is the great simcha when a person needs to wait for a long time and then something happens? It's not just that, okay, a person waited for such a long time. The older single, let's say, parents of a daughter or a son, a few years and has tried everything, dated 1,000 girls. Are 1,000 boys in lo halach, and then the wedding happens. Okay, so we waited such a long time. There's great simcha. That's true on one level, but you and I know that that's not the oimek of the simcha. What's the oimek of the simcha? The oimek of the simcha when a person is walking down to the chuppah, a son or a daughter that they waited for many years, is that it's clear that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is part of the picture, in a way that it wouldn't necessarily be clear if everything just worked out chick chack like we expect things to b'derech hateva. When a person has to wait for a long time and then something happens in a way that we had stopped expecting it to happen so easily. And then, Yeshua's Hashem keharef ayin. Yeshua's Hashem keharef ayin. When a person was waiting for a long time and then in the blink of an eye everything changes, the simcha is that, Ribbono Shel'olam, I sense your presence in this. You're here in a way that I wouldn't have known that you were here if things had gone easily. Says David HaMelech, because of the whole process, I am able to recognize that Me'es Hashem Hois Azayis. I see now, Ribbono Shel'Olam, it was from you in a way that I wouldn't have seen it before. Kolemer Be'eishi Inisani. When everything goes the way that we expect things to go, he doesn't recognize that this from Hashem. He thinks, no, this is the way things go. Mikrahu, chas v'shalom, just happened this way. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu then saves a person after a long, difficult, challenging journey of needing to face koy after koy after koy, when things aren't clear and needing to be oimid b'nisayim, when the whole world is on one side and we, just we. Just Am Yisrael alone are still holding on to some dream and vision against 100,000 people chanting things in central London, and we mamash feel like, oh, what's going on over here? A big koi, a big, big, big cloud? And we haltzich, we hold on strong? So then, the Ezras Hashem, when we see a Yeshua, nifla'a v'nayra'a, that we're on the threshold of seeing the Ezras Hashem, whoa, so we say, me'es Hashem ha'isazayis. This is not stam. That the whole world relies on Ashkachas Hashem. What a wonder. What a pele. What an absolute pele. How little we know. How little we're in control. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things from beginning to the end in ways that we can't even begin to fathom. We say, okay, it's all Yud Kevavke. It's all Hashem. Hashem. Hashem did this. Kedesh al yidei kein nagila v'nismach habay. So that our simcha should be so much greater. By virtue of this that it was challenging. By virtue of this that it was difficult. By virtue of this that it wasn't easy. To walk along this path strewn with obstacles. But in the end we pushed forth. And in the end we made it. And in the end we prevailed. So Sarah says, Tzchaik Asali, the great laughter that I feel now, the great simcha, the great joy and celebration, Elokim. It was the Midas Hadin that contributed to my great realization that Hashem was with me all along. Hashem was with us all along. The Emes is ours. It's within us. We have it in our DNA. So we don't have time to do the last piece, but do take a look at it if you can. The Arachayim HaKadosh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us tremendous, tremendous Siyata Deshmaya. To be able to hold on now, this is it. The last few minutes of Galus. To be able to hold on tight. But the Tzadikim said that before Mashiach comes, holding on to Emunah will be like climbing a wall of ice. Ad kedeka. So this is it. The Emunas Chavaleles. If we could hold on now and not allow ourselves to be stared by any big speech from any big whatever, it makes the loch patlanus. It doesn't touch us. The lonogea. It doesn't matter. Am hanetzach. We're an eternal people. So there's no reason for fear. Emuna, 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 emuna. That's what we need now more than ever. We should hear Besuras Tovos, Besuras Hashem, with the coming of Mashiach, b'meher b'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much.